From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Mason here, July 21st. The market read in 5. Let's start with the headline number. Let's get into it. First, from Fast Company, AI FOMO is a distraction from being a good leader. In almost every leadership conversation I have been part of over the last 2 years, AI comes up within the first 10 minutes. Sometimes it is the whole conversation. Executives want to know how to use it, how to talk about it, how to signal that they are not behind on it. There is a palpable anxiety in the room, a fear of being the person who doesn't get it, who gets left behind, who bets on the wrong tools or moves too slowly while everyone else races ahead. I understand that anxiety, and I want to offer a reframe that I think will be more useful than any AI fluency course. Next, second, from Fast Company, I left Amazon to buy a printing company. It was the best career move I ever made. After joining Amazon as a product leader in 2022, I saw a series of layoffs and return to office mandates over the following 3 years that made any semblance of presence in home life impossible. The tech industry layoffs disproportionately impacted women, and the workers that remained struggled in a workplace with lowered morale and increased expectations. Then I stumbled upon the entrepreneurship through acquisition space. Up next, third, from Bloomberg Politics, Saudi-led coalition in Yemen vows to protect ships from Houthis. The Houthis, an Iran-backed Yemeni group, vowed to impose a maritime blockade on Saudi Arabia, prompting the military coalition in Yemen that's led by the kingdom to say it had taken steps to protect vessels sailing the Red Sea. And then, fourth, from Axe EIOS, a dozen states file lawsuit to block Paramount Skydance Warner Brothers Discovery merger. State attorneys general from a dozen states, including California, New York, and Washington, filed a lawsuit to block Paramount Skydance's $110 billion takeover of Warner Brothers Discovery. Why it matters? The lawsuit could derail or delay the closing of the deal, which could cost Paramount hundreds of millions of dollars. The coalition of states said they asked the two companies not to close their merger until after the judicial process concludes, adding it will file a temporary restraining order. The coalition is composed of California, Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Minnesota next. Fifth, from Axe EEOS, Trump cuts nearly 3 million acres from 2 Utah national monuments. President Trump is decimating both Grand Staircase Escalante and Bears Ears national monuments. Why it matters? Monday's orders reduce protections on nearly 3 million acres in southern Utah, affecting more than 90% of each monument's area. Driving the news, Grand Staircase Escalante will lose nearly 1.7 of its 1.87 million acres. Bears Ears 1.36 million acres will be reduced to about 121,000. The big picture. The cuts are far more drastic than in 2017, when Trump eliminated almost half of Grand Staircase Escalante and 85% of Bears Ears in what was then the largest reduction of federal land. Up next. Sixth, from Axe EOS, UAE's big bet on AI. In Abu Dhabi, the largest emirate in the United Arab Emirates, AI is as much a part of daily life as reporting a pothole, or making a doctor's appointment, or paying a parking ticket, because AI does all that for you. Abu Dhabi, the capital of one of the world's wealthiest and most globalized business hubs, has near universal adoption of an app that knows when you need to renew your national ID or health insurance or vehicle registration. The app's AutoGov feature goes a step further. It handles the paperwork and pays what's owed without being asked. Why it matters? The UAE made a massive and then. Seventh, From Axie OS, Trump held Situation Room meeting on massive new Iran strikes. President Trump held a Situation Room meeting Tuesday to discuss a massive offensive in Iran that will be wider in scope than the current strikes around the Strait of Hormuz, three sources with knowledge said. Why it matters. Trump appears willing to escalate the war, to cause enough damage that the Iranian regime will open the Strait of Hormuz and accept Trump's nuclear demands. Driving the news, Trump convened the meeting as the U.S. next. Eighth, from Axie OS. Maine shooting adds to growing immigration enforcement death toll. Map, Axie OS visuals. Johann Sebastian Guerrero, who was shot to death in Maine, is the latest in a string of people killed by federal immigration authorities since President Trump launched a nationwide immigration crackdown in his second term. The big picture, federal officers have been involved in a string of violent encounters with motorists, protesters, and bystanders as Trump's harsh immigration tactics collide with public backlash. Driving the news, Guerrero in Maine and Lorenzo Salgado Araujo in Houston were killed by federal immigration officers just days apart. Both men were in their car. Up next. Ninth, from Axie OS. Blanche sidesteps questions on federal agents at election sites. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche declined Wednesday to explicitly rule out deploying federal agents to polling places, saying only that he would follow the law. Why it matters. Lawsuits challenging the Trump administration's use of federal agents near polling places are setting up a legal fight over whether those deployments violate federal protections against voter intimidation. What they're saying, when saying, and then. 10th, from Axie OS. Trump threatens more tariffs over Canadian wildfire smoke. President Trump is threatening to raise tariffs on Canada over wildfire smoke that drifted from the country into the U.S., triggering health warnings and disrupting outdoor activities. Why it matters. Dealing with Canadian wildfire smoke is becoming a semi-regular occurrence in the Midwest and Northeast. It degrades air quality, exposing millions to short and long-term health risks, Axie OS Herb Scribner reports. Driving the news, Trump said Friday on Truth Social that the cost of this pollution must of necessity be added to the tariffs Canada is currently paying. He blamed the wildfire. That's the read. Watch the tape, ignore the noise. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.